AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Bank Black is here. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. Yes. Big Bank, what's up, my brother? How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm feeling blessed.
Feeling blessed?
Hell yeah.
Step closer to that Forbes. You getting closer?
Yeah, you going to say that motherfucker every time. Pop, top that shit up, string.
I'm on it, man. This was going on, right? Everybody came back from Miami, fucked their bag up, and trying to figure out how they going to get the bag back up time for All-Star or Valentine's or whatever the hell going on. You got any suggestions on how
to pay rent? Yeah, that wasn't time to pay rent. Sure. I hope they pay their rent before they left.
You got any suggestions to them out there on how they could run their bag up, man? Any suggestions?
Hopefully the female down there was selling pussy. I just bullshit, man. Hopefully they didn't fuck the bag up.
They fucked the bag up. We saw the pictures. You know they fucked the bag up. We saw the parties. Then they hit them with the same folks at the
every party. Every event, every party.
The same five folks. They got their bag up.
Everybody. Like, they got these niggas booked 2 times a day for 4 days straight. They had them booked 2 times a day for 4 days straight. Nah. Yeah. I hope the promoters made their money back.
Promoters made their money. I feel like, you know, the dancers, the city, the town made their money. My partner had, like, I think 5 Airbnbs out there. He made out good, you know what I mean? But the people that went down there to party, they fucked their bag up. You know they
probably stacked the bag up to fuck it up.
Yeah.
You but never know.
This the real baller season. Like, you got less than 10 days to All-Star. You feel me?
I don't go to none of that shit, because it ain't, unless I get booked, somebody pay me, and then a couple of niggas call, but it still wasn't even worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because you going to get down, you going to move a certain kind of way, the camera going to be flashed, you got to buy you some clothes. Man, I ain't got time for all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, it was cool, though.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. So people been sliding them DMs, man. They want more motivation. They want more game. They want more. What are we going to talk about today, man?
Stop thinking you popping just because you can still get some pussy.
Stop thinking you popping because you getting pussy.
Yeah, bro. Please, anybody can get some pussy.
Anybody.
You know, niggas will think they, you know what I'm saying, they turned up because they fucking these hoes.
So PSA, you should know this, and whoever's offended is what it is. The stock value of pussy is down.
Zero, man. It's you down. Had the boy Bird, goddamn, Ricky Bird, what his name? A-Town was getting pussy.
You know the stock value is down. Here's why, though, because it's everywhere.
Yes, man.
You don't have to go to the strip club to see strippers. They on OnlyFans now. They on social media. You see what I'm saying? So that's why the strippers complaining they ain't getting as much money.
I'm talking about these rappers and these so-called street niggas. These niggas be done fell all the way off to their wits' end.
Right.
But they can still take a bitch to go eat at Cheetah's and get some pussy. They think they still popping. Because they fucking the same hoe these rap niggas fucking. But these hoes fucking everybody.
Okay. Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a different. Like, niggas let that blindside them like, shit, but these hoes still in my DM shit. I'm still popping.
So let me ask you, that's kind of just fucked me up, bro. So you saying that when the rap niggas act funny or they act funny with us, that it's because they getting pussy?
Bruh,
I'm thinking yes. It's because they having like a check.
Nah, bro, they need to be broke, man.
Oh, man.
Niggas ain't booked?
Damn.
You know who getting the money, man. Niggas ain't getting no money, man. Niggas just know how to look like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been through that same phase once again, man. That trying to look like it. That shit ain't about nothing, man. Because you got to wake up to reality.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go to sleep to reality, man. Like, really get it for real, man. Really get it for real, bro. Don't just, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, make him 1,000 or 2, goddamn, put an outfit on, goddamn. You got this shit mapped all the way out to the pussy.
So you don't believe in faking it till you make it?
Nigga got it. Hell no.
Yeah.
You got to make it.
You gotta
I believed in it.
But man, so you realize one day
you gonna continue to keep faking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, man. Please, man, fuck that shit, man.
Make it. Don't fake it till you make it. Actually, make it.
And yeah, we just need to talk about these bitches. We need to get a female in here because these bitches don't understand like how niggas lose respect for them. Like I told a chick this, right? See, I be whole girl with all my little whole girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we be chopping, and she told me, goddamn, she was fucking with this nigga. She was tired of him, but she started fucking with another nigga while she was fucking with this nigga, and she fell in love with the nigga who she was cheating with, and they ran off and fucked the nigga, left the other dud nigga. They go together. So I'm telling this bitch, look here. You have already created an insecurity inside of this new nigga because he know that you will cheat. You get what I'm saying? Mm. You done created an insecurity already. He know what you capable. He know how sneaky you is. Cause you done been sneaking around, dumpster sucking this man dick, but nah, this before goddamn you got a chance to be with him on this other nigga. So what you think? When y'all get into arguments or y'all shit ain't as fresh and as new and butterflies and all that no more, how you think the nigga gonna think of you?
Mm. Good game.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you stupid. You should have just said, I'm over him. I quit him. And still been cheating or whatever, whatever. Bitch, you don't never let no nigga know that you can got to have a straight face liar. You could be a straight face liar.
Because then the new, nobody ever take you serious.
Yeah, he ain't going to, I can't take you serious. It's doomed. It's doomed from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? It's doomed from the beginning. That's why I was just telling her, like, Shaw, you might as well leave that nigga alone. Like, no hate, no nothing, because he already know. That you'll goddamn suck a nigga dick and then go home and look another nigga in the face.
Mm-hmm.
He know you can do that.
Mm.
He have dropped you off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He has been texting you when you go to the bathroom and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like all the sneaky shit, you know, show. Bitch, you got to come in with a clean slate, green bean. I don't give a damn if you the biggest hoe in America. You got to play green, man.
Yeah.
You can't let the nigga see how slick you in the beginning, and then it all supposed to go away. Now you with me? No, you's a hoe. And I just like you right now.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Yeah, and that's fair too, because we've been talking about all the dumb shit niggas do so far, all these episodes, and now we got to talk about.
Yeah, we got to talk about these women, man. I can tell these women some shit, man. Because I know, bro. I know, like these women are crazy, man. Like. Okay, bitch, you been fucking all these niggas. Then you get to me, you so serious. No. I want to hit, because bro told me that shit with him.
Ready to settle down.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, cheaters, take you to cheaters to get some food and, you know what I'm saying, all this shit. But I ain't finna be the nigga walking around here with blowjob, bet everybody pointing at laughing. Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah.
That's why I be trying to tell them what the best thing to do is You got to play green on these niggas, man. These women don't understand that. See, they think they can be niggas. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they listening to the nigga music.
No, but still, these good hoes, like these good older bitches around our age, see, them hoes, no, they ain't never dropping they pen. They probably sucking they boss dick, everybody dick at work, but them hoes ain't never showing they hand. Mm. They smart. They know. Like, at the end of the day, if I show this hand, he gonna know that hand. Mm. See, these other females are goddamn get mad at a nigga because this nigga ain't answer the phone and then be somewhere doing some shit that you can't come back from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come back from it. Bitch, you's a hoe. From here on, I don't care how you look at it, what you say. You can fuck one nigga. You can kiss one nigga. A man look at it except these boys. You know, these boys trick these hoes into thinking that hoe shit is real, but they don't even like them boys. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They want to be. They want to bring that shit to a real nigga. The shit that got their little Jeff went for, whatever little J-Bo went for, goddamn, Big Ernest ain't gonna go for that. You know what I'm saying? He know like hell nah. You get what I'm saying?
Big Ernest
ain't gonna go for that, man.
Hey, Big Ernest, pull up the big.
He
facts,
got
man.
Game. He got game. You know what I'm saying? Like. Bitch, the best thing for a bitch to do, man, ex-bitch, man, because it's always hope for you bitches, man. It's always hope for you ex-hoes. Move out of town and play green.
Move out of town and play green. But you know what? That's part of the problem with Atlanta right now. They don't move to Atlanta.
Nah, these hoes moving out. Him being hoes. They ain't trying to play green.
Oh, I hear you. You they get turned out.
They already be burnt out where they from. Then come down here and, you know, be the new piece. Mm-hmm. You know, niggas gonna run to the new shit in the city. Y'all seen the new, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit just crazy, man. Like,
so what's some things that women can do to keep their value up?
Not be seen.
Not be seen.
That's the first thing. Not
stay
be seen.
Stay out the club all the time.
Yeah, not being all these niggas' faces, all that. Mm. Man, bitch, I like bitches to smoke weed because I smoke weed. But, bitch, I don't like no hoe who know what that shit look like. That's just a 3-5. Like, bitch, you know what weed weigh and shit? Bitch, at least play green. Yo, I bought a seven.
And then can't cook.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Then can't do shit. Can't do shit but smoke a nigga dope up and, man, sit on pesticide, look pretty. That shit ain't about shit, man.
Yeah. What you think about them being on social media heavy? Because there's some of them hustling on there. They getting,
it's
they
a different money. Now, the girl came in and said they making 30 racks in 6 months. Hey, man, hoe up or blow up, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Get your money. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, like, these ragged-ass hoes just ain't doing nothing but just fucking. You ain't getting nothing out of nothing. Now, you's an idiot. Mm. You's an idiot or a nympho. Which one is it? Like,
nymphos
and then
exist?
Expect for one nigga. Like, bro, I've seen a hoe leave being a straight hoe and cry on a dime about another nigga doing some shit.
But it happens, bro.
What happens?
There are women that hold to eternity and then find somebody who will accept all that shit.
Nah, they don't find. They don't find. Exactly. They don't find nobody
so
to accept
they
it. They settle. They settle for.
So they in it for the convenience. They yes, find they a check always, and they settle. That's what
they gonna always have a nigga. Go get that light. They gonna always have a nigga. See, one thing about these hoes, they smart too, because they already know, like, I got a duck whenever I'm ready to goddamn. My pussy beat all out of place and all that. I got a nigga who gonna accept this shit.
Right.
They gonna keep them a goddamn Henry.
Right, a Henry.
They gonna keep them a Henry to the side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's when you see them catch a nigga like that. Like, it's a sucker born every day, but I'm talking about what she did. Like, that just brought some crazy thoughts to my mind. Like, she like, now he just acts so different. He be snappy all the time. He don't trust you.
Yeah.
He may like you, may love you, may like your sex. He may like all that. But at the back of his mind, when you leave that house, that nigga probably having a panic attack. Cause he know he done heard you tell these lies on the phone. I'm on the way. I'm leaving such and such house now. Ooh, he done heard all the lies, seen you do all the bullshit. You get what I'm saying?
So a hustler ain't just a male, but a male hustler, a street person, whatever. The goal should be to get money, right? That should be the goal, right?
Yeah, that's the only goal.
What is the goal for a hoe?
A hoe got to get her money. So, I'm talking about these. Yeah, no. Big shots out to the hoes who say they hoes and hoeing up. Not okay. Them. I'm talking about these wonstitutes. They were my partner. She ain't no prostitute. She a wonstitute. She really want to say a pussy, but she really want to have a nigga too. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about these wonstitute hoes. Mm. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you trying to, you crying to a nigga, you going through, your eyes red as hell when you go through a nigga phone to see Chima, but you over here with goddamn Lil Larry and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, them the one, that shit always backfire on them. Mm. Now, the ones who just don't care, just it is what it is, I accept the game, man. Hey, man, hold up till I blow up. Mm. I respect them.
Mm. You tell them how it is. They stand on what they doing.
You gotta pick a side. Like, you can't ride a fence.
Which one you is?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The motherfuckers who are always trying to act like that ain't them.
Ain't that? Oh, I'm not going to say.
That ain't all on them.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't all of them.
That ain't all of them. That's these girls, that these working women. Like, they be the biggest hoes, man. Them working women, you know what I'm saying? Not these little scribble hoes. We know, like, everybody already know what's up with them. Mm. I'm talking about these women that be doing all that undercover sneaky cats. Like my grandma said, man, you can walk that ride down the street and see a dog stuck on each other fucking. Mm. But you never see kittens fuck, cats fuck, but they have kittens. And they have a lot on when they have them, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
They sneaky.
They do it.
Like, you ain't never seen a cat fucking. I ain't.
That's real.
Dog, they got them stuck in the ground. You got to pull them together. You got to burn it. You know what I'm saying? That's us, niggas. We don't care. We just do, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be fucking women just for nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, no emotions involved.
No nothing. Like, some of these niggas be tender dick and fall in love with all they hope. Not me. Mm. Like, I'm pulling my bitch out of my page, let you know, and still getting your DM with a dick emoji. Hey, what's up? Bitch, I'm letting you know on my page that we can't do all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? I told her, we know when a woman cheat with a nigga, bitch, you trying to replace this nigga. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like a woman, not a hoe. Mm. Like, if your woman cheat and bitch, I done found a nigga in your phone, hoe, we can never talk again. Because you ain't trying to just go get fucked. You try to go get fucked, you just get fucked. You try to replace this shit. You get what I'm saying?
Good game. No.
Real shit. Game. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm not finna got there. What can I say? You been doing dick. What can I bear? I don't need you in my face. You better keep that shit. That's what I'm saying. I can respect a woman who never let, like, because we've been in the streets. Mm. So if a nigga, if something came up, nigga be out, that shit gonna come out. Mm. Due to the nigga that you are. Due to the nigga you DJ scream, niggas gonna wanna see you hurt.
Right.
So they gonna get that shit around to your ear.
Right.
So if you don't been with a woman all the time and you ain't never heard her, then that's either respect or loyalty. Mm. Either way, I sell both.
Mm, I get it. Now you broke it down.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's like calculus. You really just broke it down.
Either way, I respect both.
Yeah.
Long as your schedule don't change. You know what I'm saying? Long as shit don't, everything's still the same, it's still the same. I'm not finna go looking for nothing.
Yeah.
These niggas got that hoe coming home with hickeys on their neck. The baby Chinese. Bro, this ain't, bro, this is a hoe, bro. Where you go? You know what I'm saying? Bro, you my cousin. This baby look like goddamn hell on them. You tripping, man. Real shit.
Bank in rare form today.
Nah, man. I'm talking about Chinese. Real, nah. All that shit just came out of this dumbass hoe. Been cheating with this nigga. And the nigga she was cheating on was a good nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit be fucked up, like.
I ain't saying the nigga no good nigga saint, but I'm saying he was a good nigga. He took care of the bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever she needed, whatever cars, woo, all that shit has came back so to the owner.
Is it possible for people not to cheat on each other? That's what it come down to. Is it possible? Nah,
it's possible. If you Zaytoven or somebody.
You Zaytoven and DJ Scream.
Yeah, if you Zaytoven and DJ Scream or somebody. You know what I'm saying? And the new bank.
Right, the new bank.
Nah,
2020 bank.
But for real though, man, like, that shit impossible when you in these streets.
Mm. Why you say that?
It just is, man. Too much pussy out here, bro.
Like, think about the day, right? And I think most men, every man had his day. It's the day when you wake up and you just make a decision like, man, I'm about getting to the business and my money.
Man, I'm saying, you can handle all your business, man. It's a time. Get that little time in there to get your dick
sucked. No, bro.
I'm just putting you down. I ain't talking about me, because I am a changed man. I have been delivered. I have been delivered.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Bank Black is here, man. This is perfect timing. One of our partners just pulled up to talk to us about the topics we got going on. Let's give it up for Shekinah Live and on Big Fast. Clap, y'all. Clap, damn it.
Period.
Clap, clap,
period.
Clap.
I'm here, yes. ATL, finest.
One first off, Shekinah, I love you.
I love you too, Black.
My dog's on sick shit for life.
Gemini twins.
Yeah, twins.
That too. We supposed to been doing birthday parties forever. We still ain't never got one together.
This the year. This the year.
You know what I'm saying?
This the year.
I don't get my birthday. We don't get it.
You always do shit too big.
You bro. Always do some shit bigger. What are you talking about?
Nah, we got to lock in.
I'm doing kind of, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth on Big Facts? It's tradition.
I can't wait to tell the truth.
Okay. So this is our topic. We talking about basically the value of vagina is down.
And it
crashed.
It's over. Boy, pussy costs more.
So you can't.
Yeah.
What kind of pussy is
that? Boy pussy is more expensive.
Man, come on.
Because the boy got to, you know, it's like 9 times out of 10, usually the boy who getting penetrated by the other boy is down low. And he has to, you know, sometimes pay him to be quiet. And then the other ones, they pay their men. It is what it is.
This shit's sad.
And then the women at home buying dick. So, you know, it doesn't like.
She went from 0 to 1,000.
Women buying dick?
They been doing it. They need love.
They buying love or dick?
They buying lust and dick.
What I had just
I'm
said
learning, I'm though, learning the whole...
Like some and shit the, I just said earlier, though, so we can get her opinion on it.
Okay, the value of vagina is down. We were talking about women and cheating and how it's just fucked up. And that basically, if you were saying that if a woman is cheating on somebody else and she can look at the other man in his
yeah,
face.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
The nigga that she's cheating with.
Nah, I got a homegirl, right? She come check this out. I got a homegirl. She called me. She said, God damn. Well, I've been fucking. She been my homegirl like for a long time. So she with this dude take care and everything. But she met this other dude she was cheating on him with. She left this dude to be with him. And now she's saying like it was a big mistake of her little life. She shouldn't ever do it. This dude acting funny. But I told her,
he
not gonna respect you because he just seen you telling lies to this other nigga.
And you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow.
I dig that, but I'm saying, do you think
who sold what?
She just saying like what goes around come around.
Okay. Home. Yes.
Look, yeah, that's. Look, I'm saying, do you agree that a nigga can never trust you if he met you ching with you.
He ain't gonna trust you. Yeah, I already don't trust you anyway.
Exactly.
He don't trust you walking in the door.
Nah, facts.
And then you doing that, he really ain't gonna trust you. And a lot of these boys got mama issues anyway. They seeing their mama cheating and hoeing off. So it's like, how, you know, and I have a big problem with that. We get it twisted. Women, you are married. You are single until you're married. This is real facts. You don't agree?
Oh, no, for sure.
You don't agree?
What, certain shit you just can't do, though.
Yeah. But it's a level to the certain shit that you can't do, because at the end of the day, these women put you, these men, and don't, I'm sorry, but they put them such on this pedestal, you see? Mm-hmm. You'll be at home doing everything you need to do for a man, and yet this man, you thinking this man, you got this man heart, but you don't. He's still out here doing him. He might even be coming home kicking your ass, but he's still doing him. You see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. now you done put everything, like, I'm just staying this humble person. But shit, he been out playing you the whole time. So what do you do about that when a woman hurt and broke from shit like that?
I'm just trying to get some answers. So Banks said everybody gonna cheat, basically.
I don't believe everybody cheat. I just feel like you ain't gotta cheat if everybody's single till they married. Because if it's something that he really, really want, you know what I'm saying? He gonna get it. He ain't gonna play.
What about the people cheating in marriage, though?
Hey, that shit bigger than me. They gotta handle that with God.
Okay.
But I'm talking about far as, like, when you talking about some commitment and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. If you feel like you want that shit, the one, put a ring on it.
Nah, but what I'm trying to say is, how the hell am I going to put a ring on a bitch who's trying to do the same shit I'm doing?
Hey, man, how the hell, why you out in my head trying to do the same shit? Why
I'm
it ain't stop?
I'm
putting you down.
How the hell a nigga?
Why it ain't stop?
All right, well, bitch, why is my bitch all in the club and all this all on Instagram? Bitch, I don't like you.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Bitch, I don't like you.
If you can be on Instagram, why the bitch can't, though? That's what I don't understand.
See, that's what these females got it twisted.
Nah, that's what y'all got this shit twisted.
Hey, we niggas. Can't be no
nigga,
Chicago.
You know what I mean?
You know how?
These bitches got to take care of their children. I got to do all this fuck shit. These niggas disappear. These niggas some cap.
Yeah.
What is you talking
about? We just said
about,
that,
boy?
Too, now, didn't we?
Yeah,
we just
not
said
good.
That, too.
I
just
said it too. These niggas, man.
I just said I feel sorry for women because it ain't enough niggas.
Especially
I feel
ones.
Sorry for niggas because these women taking over.
They ain't taking over.
Shitting me, watch
how?
It.
How they taking over?
You'll see.
How they taking them? Nah, I respect.
They took our music.
They
hoes ain't doing nothing.
Hey, man, that's on them hoes. It's a level from a hoe and a woman.
Nah, for sure. But you got these
it's
women
a level
who trying to act like men,
but it's, I don't, it's,
you got
it's,
women
it's,
who be trying to act like men.
Well, get what? I'm that woman that act like a man. Because I got a man up. I got to handle my business. I ain't never depending on no man. No, I don't give a fuck if I get married or not. Boy, depending on what? Ask you for what? Boy, you better get the fuck out of my face.
How many times we
don't
argue about this same shit on the phone?
We keep arguing about it.
How many times we don't argue about this same shit on the phone?
Y'all better stop.
She called and said she not going to get them cooked for her niggas.
Show like.
Why not? She kind of
not going to make the beds and shit. She ain't finna do nothing.
I'm not your in-house motherfucking maid. I'm
okay,
not,
so
Tata.
That's zone six shit.
We ain't in slavery. Get away. Get away. Slavery. Why the fuck I got...
What's your role as a wife? If a nigga marry you today, what's your role?
To fuck him if he want to get fucked sometime. And then I might give him pay. He probably could fuck somebody else. I get tired.
Oh, good.
I don't know what's up with me. I'm all twisted up. I don't want it.
If your man don't
let
do...
Let me explain this to you.
Please.
Listen. Okay. I hire someone to clean up my house now.
Mm-hmm.
And certain days when I want something to eat, I have no kids. So certain days if I want something to eat... I can hire a chef to come to my house and cook for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that to him is because in my future, what I see in my east, in my mansion that have many wings, I'm going to have a chef in my house that live there. I'm going to have a massage therapist there.
Love
and
it.
I'm going to have a cook there.
Love it.
But at the end of the day, that's how I want to live my life. That's how I want to live my life. That's what I'm setting for. I'm not setting for it and I'm putting in all this work to turn around and say, hey, I'm folding up your motherfucking clothes and I'm standing in the kitchen. That's not what I do.
No, for sure. Listen to what I'm saying.
I do hair. I'm a TV personality. I make products. Yeah. I might have to fly in and out.
Yeah, you're bossing up.
And I'm not saying that's what he needs to do.
I want some grits and eggs from my bitch.
We
going to
call the bitch.
You think?
What
you think?
What's the problem?
He wants some eggs and some grits. Can you get up here and make it for him?
We bringing up Beyonce and Jay-Z again. I think Beyonce will make Jay a plate. Because he might want a plate from his wife.
But that's just too much. Like, we can go in and make it together, maybe just playing around.
But I'll say, what's two or three things you expect your man or your husband to do for you as a man?
I don't know no more.
Everything.
That's a lie. I don't know no more. I just don't know. That's why I'm just into me, because I just don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, what can you be wrong in that? I've been having sex since I was 15. And everybody I fucked or have fucked me, where are they? They're Shekinah. Not with the wind. None of them were faithful. They made babies. They did all types of shit.
What school you
me.
Went to?
I went to Crim. I went to a lot you of them. I was kind of bad. Okay. But what I'm telling you is this. You see what I'm saying? None of them last.
But sometimes.
So now it's time to put it to me again. But I'm not cooking. It wasn't motherfucking
it was
me.
You, bro.
You some cap.
You know I know you.
You don't
it
know
was
me.
You, no,
that
bro.
Was not.
It was you. Just
I hate you let other stuff mind manipulate you too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, I just played Dr. Phil in her last relationship. Then he called me on one line. She called me on the other line.
Man, didn't nobody play
y'all grabbed that bag for
her. Who was on my side?
I went on your side.
Oh, she needed
I was on your side. I was on both of y'all's side.
I don't know whose side. Who it don't even matter. I pray for people. I wish them the best. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I just want to be free and fly. Because I ain't got time. So and plus, it's at the end of the day, I have a good heart. And when I deal with somebody, I give them my all. And
so if your all might be...
My all is not cooking for you, though.
No, toast with butter.
That ain't shit. But I'm saying my all is not... That's not my job.
So you don't cook?
I don't cook and I don't clean up.
But you will make sure that somebody do clean the house.
And he gonna make sure, too. I'm not marrying a bum. Not gonna be with a bum. He already gonna have that mentality.
Whoa.
So what do I get out of marrying Chicago? Like?
Don't fucking marry me.
Don't say that. Somebody might
want to
be married.
They can't want to be if they ain't taking me for me. That's the issue.
Shot told me he wanted to marry.
I don't give a fuck. I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. You better leave me alone.
Crazy, bro.
No, it's not that. You don't even know half of what I went through in that shit for real. And it's in my past.
But you push people through Listen, shit too.
I didn't put nobody
you put people through shit too. I know you.
I didn't put nobody through a goddamn thing. I'm me. I wasn't cheating on nobody. I wasn't fucking off on nobody. All the stuff I was being accused of.
That ain't the only thing that
matters. But I'm saying all the stuff I've been accused of, that's not what I was doing. And plus, his dick was out here everybody. When I started fucking with that boy, I started seeing all kind of folks that hate me for nothing. Fuck that. I don't need that kind of shit. You been my homeboy before I knew this nigga, but if I'm speaking to you or something, I'm fucking you. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. But guess why men do that? Because they fucking.
So you don't want me married
You see
no
what I'm saying?
You don't want me married.
Niggas fucking.
They cheat. They doing what they doing. They insecure and they mad because they been fucking. They want to put that shit out on you, man. God bless you, man. I don't need no strings attached, okay?
Okay,
all
right.
I am a free will, a free spirit.
Free spirit.
I get up and do what I want to do, and I thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't need no dick to validate me. That's y'all. A lot of y'all bitches don't. You better love you.
So ain't nobody out there that you fucking with, period, that you think you that could change your mind and some of your mentality, period?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Okay, everybody got 4 and 5 and think they the one. And they mentality fucked up. Period. You don't even want me to go deeper with you on that.
Go ahead.
We listening. We here to learn. I'm learning. I just learned from Bank. He had his philosophy.
I think these men be having 5 or 6 women because they don't know who they is because they G-spot in their ass.
Oh, my God.
Heck, don't take me there. Because why do we take so many hoes? And goddamn, you know what I'm saying? What's
well,
up?
He
if
said,
you want a bad bitch, you go rebate that bitch. You
Bank
feel?
Philosophy is because it's just more women.
Is that what you feel?
His philosophy is it's just
it's
more women.
It's not no more women. Something not fucking
nah, it's
right.
It's more men. It's more women
Listen,
than men.
Listen, something not right. If a woman can be faithful, I could be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
A man just can't.
A man could be faithful.
Shit, that nigga. Somebody playing with his ass.
No, that's
well,
not.
What if they want their ass ate? They might want a little tongue up through there.
What I'm trying to
a man, G-spot in his prostate, regardless of how you want to like it or not.
Let's change this to the back
well,
to the relationship.
Well, go on and change it, okay?
You talking
about
G-spots to the nigga butts and shit.
It, you want me to look it up?
No, I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you, that thing started back here. Work it one way. That nut coming from back here.
Man, that shit coming out your soul. That nut
coming out
your soul. What you say? That shit got to be coming from a nigga's soul.
That
shit ain't coming out your head, man.
Okay. Jay, why don't you tell him?
Jay don't know.
She just like, what you say? You say you know some faithful people?
Yeah, scream, they told niggas like that.
They
the,
faithful?
The new bank.
Yeah.
You and talked me, about I'm not having feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to have feelings.
What is, and we were trying to identify, what is the ultimate goal for a hoe? What is she trying to accomplish by hoeing? Because a hustler is hustling to get money.
A hoe just probably being evil.
Evil.
Yeah, because at one point in time, what the fuck? You got all them spirits coming and jumping on you, girl. What you doing?
But what's her goal? Why is she doing it?
Shit, I don't know. She ain't found no way. Mm. But we can't judge her.
We ain't here to judge.
Till she figure out her way.
So when she figure out her way, that's another topic
then
we had.
You need to marry hoes. What is you talking about?
That's what we just talked about. And I told
you
him
saying,
that.
The hoe look like she winning. The bitch who don't give a fuck, who don't have no feelings, who is the hoe? She winning.
She is winning. Why?
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, because niggas respecting it. I'd rather, I could respect, now I'm going to take it back. I could respect a hoe that's an honest hoe. This is what I do, nigga. Fuck what you talking about. Mm. Before I can respect a hoe, goddamn, running around with glasses on, looking like it. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is sucking the boss man dick. I can respect that more than anything. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, what about if she ain't sucking the boss man dick and your mind just fucked up?
My mind might not be fucked up. What if I caught the bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would be strong.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But I'm saying that type of shit is anxiety because you don't know. Like, niggas get a hoe. That was like, just say, if I had a hoe on the side, mm-hmm. I know what this is. I ain't finna never get no feelings tied up to her because I know what she do. It's just, we do.
I'm just so aggravated with life because why men get to do what they do and we got to be a hoe? But if you out here fucking Geraldine and Gwen and Juicy Red and whoever else you fucking, you ain't no hoe. Why? I just don't understand when women out here really working just as hard as y'all for
work. I said I feel sorry for women before she
no,
came.
No, that's what we just said.
It's fucked up, really.
You know what I'm saying? And everything we standard. You just criticize
but don't no nigga want to be with no hoe.
And don't no woman want to be with no hoe ass nigga.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
And get what? Yes, these niggas want to be with hoes.
So
yeah, they do, but they don't want them on their face.
They already done been on their face.
You don't get what I'm saying. Niggas ain't gonna be goddamn sick.
She on your face when you fuck the bitch without a rub on, which a lot of y'all nasty ass niggas is.
These whole little niggas going around.
And these nasty ass niggas going. I respect the nigga who stepped back and can't wait to put on the rubber. I love you. Because you love both of us.
That's true. You know what? You know what I'm saying? When I was out there, I used to have hit a bitch 2-time rule. Because you know after the third time, you gonna damn near go raw. So you get your 2-arm in and, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. After the 3rd, 4th time, you think you know this bitch.
And then you don't catch feelings for people when you use protection. It's
nah,
when you start
real shit.
When you start going in that shit raw, then you start feeling like, ooh, you're laying in it. I don't want to be laid in. I hit raw. Fuck that.
Is there any hope?
For who?
For people to be together, be happy, be faithful, in your opinion?
Yeah, some hope. They believe. I'm happy for those who happen.
Okay.
But a lot of these people be in their relationship getting into it behind stupid shit. They don't even hold weight.
People, I'm going to tell you another thing, too, though. People be trying to think of relationship as traditional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that in a way. But if you catch a nigga, right?
Let me smoke with you. My nerve.
Oh, you know, I ain't never passed the blunt. What's your name? I got you coming. I ain't get your like.
I don't
your
even
blunt.
Smoke backwoods.
You know?
Hell no, but I'm going to smoke one a day.
Look. Here she comes. Here. It's already here. Yeah.
If you don't pass and that's a tradition you don't do,
bad.
I don't want it.
No, but you my dog.
Anytime I can get that girl to go outside to get me what I need out of the car.
Yeah, smoke the bag.
She will get me together.
No, we was talking about, you were saying.
What I just said. I don't know. What I was just saying.
Traditional relationship.
Yeah. See. This is how I look at it, right? Different genres of life have different meanings in relationship.
Mm.
To me, relationship is, as long as I'm happy and she happy, we got a good relationship.
Mm.
No matter how we live our life or how nobody else know, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like this, what I'm trying to say is, what you saying, traditional. If I could be in an open relationship with a person, I could.
Mm.
But why?
I'm just saying, I could do that.
So you telling me you would let your wife be, you and your wife be in an open relationship?
If we started out like that.
But you know damn well you even let your wife be in an open.
If we started out like that.
But just stop
that.
The count, though.
I'm saying on some real shit. Like, on some
you
real
know
shit.
Even back in the day you wasn't finna let that girl be in no open.
Back in the day I was retarded. I'm talking about now. Like, if I wasn't me. Forget
you
back.
Know you talking to me.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If I wasn't me. And I just go into a new relationship the way I think now. And I meet a woman, she be like, well, you know what I'm saying? I got another guy that I like. And you know what I'm saying? We're in an open relationship like the white folk.
Girl,
I can do it.
Don't take him out of it. Like, you gotta.
She come, you don't get what I'm saying.
He's not black right
I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me. I'm saying.
Who you
like,
is that?
I'm me. I'm stuck with Shante.
Period. I'm talking about back in the day, though.
I was
Shante
retarded.
Went finna be in no open shit.
Period.
At all.
But if she would have told me that from the beginning,
oh man, Black.
How can I not say
Black,
that?
You gotta cut your shit out.
When man, you first meet a person, hold up, when you know how you go on a date with a person,
I don't.
First time we go on a date, and I tell you what, Shekana, I like you a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Black
you being
is
my
lying.
Wife, but can
I
we have three girls? Can we have a girlfriend?
He ain't doing none of that shit, man.
You didn't get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying. If you were to take life and started now, that you started a relationship with Shante now,
not her.
And y'all would
we already got had what we got. I'm saying me with a new woman.
You ain't gonna be with no new woman, brother.
I know that. You're not getting what I'm saying.
He said
hypothetically,
theoretically.
Hypothetically, not me.
If you take me and Shantae out of it.
Okay.
If you met a dude today and he was honest with you, like, Shekinah, I like you to be with you as my wife. You know what I'm saying? But I also like two girls sometimes. Or whatever he come through with out of his mouth being real.
Money he got.
He cannot. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So a nigga can't even be real. So it's almost like you got to lie to get what you want.
No, you can be real. Because if you want to do all this, you need to be real. I said it depends on how much money you got. Because the Muslims say, okay, they can have as many wives as they want.
As long as they can take care of them.
Exactly. That's right.
So if this baseball started, I really want to come in my life. Just if he come, you know, and Shekinah Joe got everything she need. Like, all the Shekinah Joe shops all over the world and et cetera, et cetera.
You cook that breakfast, too.
She can come cook the breakfast.
Oh, okay. She not cooking that damn breakfast. Go ahead.
Well, can't even ask you shit, man. Man, we got to get a logic person in here, man.
I am logic.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What you
said, I don't want to cook for no nigga. You mad at me because you cooking for a nigga. I know you know how to make these cupcakes, and I know you know how to cook, but if the dick right, you cooking for him?
I am.
But it's so good.
You well, have you ever?
With shot.
Have you ever?
I didn't cook it. My uncle did.
Oh my god!
This is crazy. What did you talk about?
That shit looking good.
That was his argument a lot. Like, what the fuck, bitch? You don't want to do nothing. I go to work. My feet swollen. I need a massage.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What you learn from? You got a chance to chop it up with Oprah a little bit, or you just better?
Nah, I mean, I didn't want to get on her nerve, you know.
Bro, you did though.
I just was on a whole another entity. I said, "Hey, girl, I've been looking for you." She said, "What did you find me?" I said, "I finally found you." I think she knew who I was a little bit. Like, she knew I was looking for her. And it was sweet, and she hugged me tight, and I appreciate that, and we kept it moving.
Okay.
I went finna stand there and do all that other shit these weekend folks be doing. So, them folks in them position, not one. I've been Ronnie.
Right.
Yeah, anybody got? I wasn't gonna do it. I wasn't gonna be the bitch you talk about like that. When I see God, I don't know what I might do.
What was about Oprah particularly that excites you? Like, is Oprah?
Is she believed in herself? Against every naysayer, against every hater, against in the time that she was coming up. You know, there's a lot of racism still going on, and no matter what, she kept on going with herself. And what people don't know is her first, I think it was her first time filming, she never did a salary with them. She made a deal with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, give me 50% of this show. And that was deep. Mm-hmm. People don't go into TV talking about give me 50%. You understand? Right. They take salaries. So therefore, by the time she ended up leaving that network, she was owning more of their network than them. They was only owning 7%. So that's big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how she got them billions.
And I mean, not even she got them. Billions from other kind of places. She told us in her show, she say, it was deep. She said, y'all think I'm rich? Put 10 on top, to put 10 times on top of what you think I got. Mm. You know, and it wasn't that she was flexing. Shit, she wasn't really flexing on people. She just letting people know you have to believe in you. And she also let people know, like, stop running after other people's dreams. Do your dream.
Facts.
Right.
Big
you know fact. What I'm saying? Like, fact. What God put on your heart to do and stop working. And I'm always that person, you know? Mm. And I just look at her and I can see me and her. Like, how she can get in people's heart, how she's really, she can be loving. All that shit. I see me. You know what I'm saying? Got to be a new Oprah one day.
Facts.
Yeah. And I'm somewhat going, I'm on my way to being this shit. Regardless, I'm
the Forbes game right
like.
Here.
We can do whatever we want to do, man. I just want to get Shekinah.
And
husband.
Y'all African American people kill me, okay? Because I want y'all to stop.
I just
want to
get Shekinah.
I want y'all to
husband.
Start working on changing your mindsets and stop living in the past. Living in this thing called, oh, we're in slavery. No, you enslave your damn self. Because Black's sitting here, Jay, you sitting here, okay? And you're sitting here. And y'all should be able to tell, like, just from living y'all life that I never picked cotton. I ain't never got my ass whooped with no whip. I know what my ancestors and stuff went through, but I didn't go through this. So my point that I'm making is we got to start living better and doing better for our community. You know, and
yeah,
like,
nah,
trying,
real shit.
Like, and trying to become one with the world.
That's why I don't never get into it with all that, get into all that, you know, like shit go on when you see Black, like, damn, these folks, when white people do shit to Black people, which is wrong. I don't, nigga, look, it's 10 times more of niggas doing shit to niggas than the white folk doing shit to niggas. Mm. We got to fix us first. Mm. Like, we got to stop doing it to each other first before we be mad about goddamn. Mm.
Somebody else.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like,
y'all just get bad out here. Boy, men killing women, shooting them in the head, doing all kind of stuff. And this stuff y'all don't even hear
babies
about.
Babies too.
Babies too. And when
I've been older women, like, it's been crazy.
It's not fair. And I go to the funeral home a lot after my grandma died. I don't know how these end up happening, but I end up making a transition to the point that kind of stuff start kind of becoming interesting to me. Why, I do not know. Just the point about when your spirit really leave your body. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference of transition. And when sometimes I go in the funeral home, y'all, and I be so sad because it's lined up with nothing but young boys. Young Black boys.
Mm.
You know ain't no white person came from the neighborhood and killed now one of these boys laying there.
Facts.
One day I went in there, it was like 16 boys in there dead. Young boy. One time I went to the funeral home, it was a whole lot of old ladies in there, and I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Because these folks actually lived out their life. They 80 and 90 years old. Mm. And they on their way home, but they done lived out their life. But it's terrible when you keep walking in here, you keep seeing young people dying. You seeing children get killed over stupid shit. You mad at a nigga because of what he looked at you like, who gives a fuck? I'm not dying about no respect, y'all.
It don't
and
be
I,
that. It
I mean,
be the shit going on in them nigga life where they left home. We talked about that on the
I'm just not dying about no respect. I don't give a fuck if nobody in this room respect me.
Me neither.
Because my money is going to respect me because I'm going to work hard to do what I need to do. So at the end of the day, me getting into it, I might cuss you out, whatever, but bitch, I don't want to kill you. Fuck you. I don't even got to see you no more. That's how I feel.
We said earlier, other topic, the value of vagina is down, but for, like, younger people, the value of life is down. They don't look at it that way. They don't look life. What the fuck? Who, you know what I'm saying?
I seen a nigga, man. I seen a nigga get goddamn 3 life sentences, 50 years, and he ain't never had no pussy before. Like, 15 years old, but you never been with a woman or nothing. You finna go do all this time.
And then y'all listen to these rappers, like, it's no disrespect to none of the rappers out here. I fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have us going throughout life in the whatever way. But you listen to a lot of rappers, and these rappers ain't near living this shit they talking about. But your stupid
they
ass, I ain't doing what they talking
they
about.
They never lived it.
They ain't in, they just not it. That it's a job for them.
Yes.
And then y'all, everybody want to be a rapper. Everybody want to be on TV. Everybody want to, you have to work for this shit. This shit just don't come sit in your lap and happen overnight. You know, before I made the TV, I was still grinding behind the scene. Girl, Jade been in the scene so long. Oh, my God. Like, what people don't know. I know Jade, when I was 15, 14 years old, she was running around doing her thing back then. What I'm saying is you have to start. Black been putting his seed in forever. You have to start watering your seeds and watch them manifest. They ain't just, Future didn't just come up like how he is.
Right.
He hate for people to talk about his past, but I don't care. Break in what you put in hard work. Mm-hmm. I seen that nigga going work.
Out the mud.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and here I am today. Yeah. And nobody gave these folk this shit. That's all I'm telling people. And if you really want it, you got to get out here and make it. Everybody not meant to be bosses, y'all. Some of y'all don't qualify to be a boss.
Gotta be a worker.
Some of us are workers. You understand? I'm still a motherfucking worker. Every time I go ask a bitch, what kind of hairstyle you need today, baby? I'm self-employed, but I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't make my client happy, the bitch gone. I need her. So at the end of the day, we all working trying to make it to where we trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can help Black make his dream come true, I ain't finna be jealous of Black. I'm finna try to make his dream come true if I can help out and be a helping hand. That's what a lot of y'all folk need to understand. Like, I done had plenty of people work for me. And for I know it, these hoes think they me. Sorry, Auntie.
Every time.
Sorry, Auntie, you not me. Mm-hmm. And now I don't fuck with you no more, Auntie. You know what knew where you thought you was at. And I ain't tripping, Auntie. I still wish you the best. But it like, we got to wake up as a people, y'all, for real, though. Like,
try to help a motherfucker, then they want to be your competition.
Yeah, they want to backstab and try to come up next to you. Oh, nah, bitch, I'm finna try to do it better. You can't do it better because I already did it. But at the same time, I thank God I'm a trendsetter.
Mm. That's what I say too. Niggas be like, bro, them niggas doing what you did. Or they saying what you said, bro. That's what leaders do.
That's what
leaders do. That's what motherfucker nigga. You set trends. If you're a trendsetter, you expect people to. Nigga, that shit was fly. They supposed to did that.
Supposed to. You think Louis Vuitton give a fuck y'all still the idea?
Yeah, nigga, I'm gonna keep coming with this shit.
Keep coming with it.
I'm gonna keep coming with this shit. Like, yeah.
Then y'all know something else that was so crazy, right? I came up with Friend. I promise y'all, everybody in my friend.
Oh, no, I can go for that.
I came up with Friend. You see how big Friend in there? Everybody, hey, Friend. But I promise y'all on my life, I came up with that shit years ago. You think I'm mad at any of these folk coming up talking about a Friend? Hell no, I don't hope I was able to spread that.
Because
instead of you saying, hey, bitch, all the time, hey, Friend. It's a better approach.
Guess who you supposed to be mad at if you're mad at anybody, yourself or not trading?
But I'm not mad. I'm not even,
no, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
but
you know
I'm not
saying?
Even mad
like,
about that. I don't give a fuck. Get what that when friend spread love other than bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so much better, hey friend, then what's up, bitch? I'm not mad about not trademarking it. I didn't trademark no shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to get all this shit out the ground. I'm cool.
Tell us some shit you got going on.
Yeah, I'm
my
say
life.
That. your business moves. Your businesses.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I hate backwoods.
You blow your gun
cigarette.
Like back in the day.
Uh-uh.
You blow your gun.
I don't want you to do it, bro. Not when the motherfucker's strong. They'll take you away. I'm working on my product line still. You know, I'm always trying to improve it. I want to improve it again. I'm working on being still when I get up in the morning time. Just being still, not getting on my Instagram, not talking to nobody, but 15 minutes of my day just being still.
Meditation and prayer, I do it, yep.
Because how you going to expect for God to say something to you if you ain't listening?
Mm-hmm.
If you always on the go. Right. So that's something that's big on me. Of course, y'all know I'm on Love and Hip Hop, of course. I'm still working on that. I have my own YouTube channel I'm working on where I interview regular people. Mm-hmm. Not celebrities, but celebrities coming on. But I interview regular people.
Can I come on?
Of course. Regular people have regular problems that people don't address.
I saw you did the young kid that said they wanted to kill themselves or something.
Probably did.
Episodes. Yeah.
I done did a whole bunch of little shit on there, but it's just cute and it just give other people a platform because everybody want to be seen and everybody want to be heard, regardless of what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They do. So come be heard on the Shekinah Joe Show. If you got a story, anything you've been through in your life, hit me up. I cannot wait to interview you. And that's what I'm on.
That's
and whatever
up.
God got for me, man, I ain't. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And before you leave, in tradition, we got to ask you the question. Bank, you asked it. Bank, the psychologist, he has so many hats. You're not going to ask him, bro. You got to do it. It's tradition.
She's not okay. Is you okay in mental space? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Well, you're not okay mentally.
I know I ain't. I admitted that the first episode. I know I'm retarded.
I ain't retarded. You're not retarded either.
You wake up every day a different person.
No, I don't. I wake up. I don't learn how to challenge them bitches.
How you doing, Chicago?
Just challenge them.
What you do? Tell me so I can get me right.
Go back to sleep, bitch. I'm not fucking with you today. When I feel that other
you
hoe
be ready
outside,
to nut up, yeah.
I go back in the house and say, oh, I ain't finna take nobody.
That's what I be doing, too. Kashad, Donut, my son in here. Nigga, I stay in my room all day and just sleep it off, bro.
Sleep it off.
Cause I'm finna be the wrong nigga woke up today.
You right.
Real shit. The wrong nigga woke up today, boy. ABG. Hey. Free mo. Anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it. And then when I have to get up, even though I had that anybody can get it spirit on me, I have to pray about it. Cause anybody can get it.
Real shit,
and
though.
My sister came to my house this morning and I hadn't told her to do something. And she turned around and I called her back and she was so well. On her ass, finna get it. I felt the headache coming off. Sweat and everything just dropping. Cause you at work, yeah. Son. And I let her cash out me request what I owe her. So I don't put a price on what she charges me. So I'm like, I don't just, bitch, you get $200, that's it. No, what you feel like you would work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause people have an issue sometimes with that. So if you let people put their own price on them, they can't hate you so much.
Yeah.
And they can't get mad when...
But, bitch, I can get mad. Yeah. I can get mad, bitch, when you're supposed to be over here. You know you ain't that. I got a problem. So, I don't give a fuck about your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Because I ain't giving you what I'm giving you.
We know spiritual you are okay. We know that. Mm-hmm. Like, you got one of the best spirits I ever seen. Like, she come to pull up on me in the hood and be like, man, you can do it. You can Martin Luther King. You can get these niggas to stop killing each other.
Yes, years ago.
Saying, I can't, Chicago.
Yes, you can, but.
No, I can't. These niggas crazy.
You have did a lot.
Yes, but.
No, but just thank God for that. You have brought a lot of people together that did not want to be together.
That's facts.
Now, you better cut your shit out. I see.
Nah, that's, that's cool. That's cool.
It's
that's cool.
But it's in the making. See, I seen this vision for you a long time.
Nah,
be real now.
This shit 10 years ago. I just brought it up for you.
Good, but I'm just like, you're not seeing the vision.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if the vision ain't coming to pass. It's right here. I've seen you bring a whole hood together. And nobody didn't get killed. Nobody didn't get hurt. I didn't see you do it like 3 times.
900.
Yeah, that shit.
Not talking about the Kurtwood, the Edgewood, they and
that was it. Was everybody from all over everywhere?
And it was.
We had 5,000 people out
there.
I was so
happy. You had a good time.
Well, at the White Waters. Not the
White Waters. It's about the other one. I didn't make it. I was at work. But I posted y'all
lit.
And I act like I was there, but I didn't get lit because I had to make me some money. But at the same time, you can do it, and you can keep doing it, and you can keep going, because we're really supposed to be in love. It don't matter what religion you in, which way you go, we all supposed to operate in love, y'all. And we got to start spreading this shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't hate nobody. I don't want to hate nobody. Mm-hmm. That shit is sin. When you hate, you hurt yourself. Really, you hate other motherfuckers, you hate yourself.
Ask you a question. Do hate goddamn make you go harder? Like when you know, like, somebody you love or woo-woo, like, bro, you really hate. Or bitch, you really hate. That make you go harder. Mm-hmm. Or it make you want to speak on it.
Now it just make me stay. Like, just keep going my way. Speaking on it is giving that person too much energy.
Yes.
I can't even let you know, bitch, that I know you doing this shit. But get what I see you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, my spirit be tripping with me.
Hey.
I can see people. Me too. Bigger than all that.
Bro, this shit crazy. This shit is a gift
it's
and a curse.
It's a gift and a curse. Because I be sitting right next to shit. I be sitting right next to a bitch and I know that bitch don't like me and I feel it and I understand. But how grown I done got, I can't tell that bitch I know you don't like me. I just be like, girl, you funny. I'm not going to let nobody upset these days that I'm living.
Mm.
I'm already 35 and I don't know how long it's going to be.
Mm.
And I got to know and where I'm trying to go with, like, your business and how you trying to handle your business and moving to be better. You ain't really got time. Bitch, I'm thankful God showed me who the fuck you are.
Bruh, I'm going to tell you something. You could think you're going through something, right? You could think, like, why, God? Why is this happening to me? Because you're not seeing what I want you to see. God will goddamn put you so low so you can see every fucking dead weight around you till you clean it out.
Mm.
And when you clean that shit out, this shit gonna rain on
stuff
you.
Stuff will start blossoming.
That shit gonna rain on you.
I've been through that 2 times in my life in 2 different situations that I was in. Dealing with somebody that didn't mean me no good. I cut them off and I started seeing so much money, I didn't know what to do with myself. Jesus. Then my next situation, I cut that shit off and I started seeing my life start blossoming again. Because you can't be in a relationship with somebody who wanna be bigger than you when you already big. You can't go in a relationship with somebody you already know who the fuck they is and try to change them. That don't work. Mm. You can't change grown people, y'all.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody your child. Oh, and to the men beaters out there, please stop hitting your women, y'all. That shit gay. You want to hit something, go hit the wall. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just gay. Don't you think it's gay? You know a bitch can't beat you up. What the fuck you hit her for?
Domestic violence
that
is whack.
That shit is gay, bro.
It's whack.
Then a lot of y'all out here beating y'all women in front of y'all children and in front of y'all little girls. Y'all need to cut that shit. That shit lame. So when your little girl grow up, it's okay for her to go get a man who gonna kick her ass because she gonna be looking forward to that because that's what her mama went through.
Damn.
Y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta start breaking these generational curses, and I mean, y'all need to break them fucking fast. And then you teach your little boys to grow up and beat on the bitches too, and mothers. Ooh, for y'all mamas out here. And then I'm leaving. Love on your little boys, mamas. Because when your little boy grow up, how you treated him is how it's going to affect his wife, his girlfriend, anybody that he's dating. If you disrespected him, gave him up, treat him like shit, put your man before your child, that shit plays on your son when he get grown. He don't know how to treat a woman. He don't know how to be happy.
I said it's on the dirt interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga don't nobody love these niggas. That's why I told nigga, you got to at least get you one. Even if your mama don't love you, get you a female or somebody to love you, man.
But you can't tell them that without going to get mental evaluation and help.
We talk about that, too, though.
They'll be going to get this woman thinking that what they need, they be kicking her ass because she want to go to the grocery store. Because they too scared to let her go because they mama done let them go their whole life.
We talked about that, too. We talked about that, too.
Yeah,
getting help.
Deep, man. Mamas love on your children. If you hurt your son, girl, call him and tell him you sorry. Because another bitch get her ass beat about your decision. Period. Mm. It ain't right. Lord.
Hey, big shout out to Shekinah for pulling up the big facts. It's another classic episode.
Yeah, I love y'all, man. I love you, Black. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Appreciate you.
Sirski.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.